all about grace. The Voice of St. Paul, this podcast, is about grace. That's what you will hear here. Grace, mercy, God's love in Christ. St. Paul Lutheran Church in Catonsville, Maryland, offers sermons, occasional devotions, and thoughts from Pastor Greg Alms and others. On this podcast, you'll hear about the love of Christ for you and in your life. We invite you to listen, to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. On the day when Jesus was baptized, everything started out pretty good. It was a happy, glorious day. Jesus there took his place in the water, and the heavens opened, and the Spirit came down like a dove. We can imagine heaven opened in the bright light of eternity coming down and playing on the waters of the Jordan. And the God the Father spoke from heaven and addressed his Son, Jesus, with words of love and said, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." It was a perfect day, a good day. But it doesn't end that way. That's how it started. But it ends completely different. Immediately after his baptism, and that's the word St. Mark uses, immediately, the Spirit drives Jesus out into the wilderness. The word there means to cast out, to throw away. The Spirit drives Jesus out into the desert. The Spirit begins working on him. And normally, if we would think of the Holy Spirit after this wonderful baptism scene, the Spirit comes down and the Spirit would be giving more blessings to Jesus, filling up with him with confidence for his ministry that was ahead, giving him a strength and assurance. That's not what the Spirit does. The Spirit takes Jesus from the moment of his baptism and puts him out into the wilderness and hands him over to Satan. God's beloved Son, the apple of his eye, "I love you, Jesus." And the first thing that God does to him is give him to Satan. Take away all his food. Put him out into the wilderness. It is quite a shift. It's quite a change in the story. God had pledged his love to his Son and now puts him into the care of the devil, hands him over to the desert and to the wilderness to face wild animals, Mark tells us, out in this place of evil and darkness where Satan roams, where Satan attacks and tempts and tests and assaults him. Jesus now must face this evil one alone. One minute, God tells Jesus that he loves him, and the next minute, he tells Satan, "Here, you can have him." It's a whiplash in the story, a sharp turn. And it's a good thing to plant yourself right there in that corner of the story and ask why. Why would God treat his Son so? Why push Jesus out into the darkness? Why deliver him over to the devil? Why does he make him off to face wild animals and darkness? Well, we might think of some reasons, maybe. Maybe God changed his mind. Maybe God didn't love Jesus so much. Maybe he wasn't going to be with him, as he said. Maybe it's just a random occurrence. Maybe it really has no meaning. Maybe St. Mark and the gospel writers have it wrong. Maybe it didn't happen this way. Something like that. Those, of course, aren't good answers. Why did the Spirit drive Jesus out into the wilderness? And the answer is this: us. you and me. That's why he did it. Because we live in the wilderness. God sends his precious son Jesus out into the bleak desert to find us. God's people in this world always live in the wilderness. Think of the Old Testament. The Old Testament, a people of God, just like Jesus was baptized and went into the wilderness, the Old Testament people of God were baptized in the Red Sea, went through the water, and where did they emerge? In the wilderness. And they did such a poor job of it, worshiping idols, rejecting God, complaining, grumbling. They spent 40 years in that wilderness with Satan attacking them, tempting them, and they continually failing and going off the rails to where God said, what should have been a 6-month walk turned into 40 years of wandering. God's people live in the wilderness. And we are God's people, and we live in the wilderness. It is the condition of our life in this world and who we are that we too must walk the wilderness, where we are tested, where we are tempted, where we are tried, where we are attacked and assaulted by the devil and the forces of evil, and where we fail time and again. Where God wants us to rely and trust in him to get through the wilderness to the promised land. He sends manna from above. He invites us to live not by bread alone, but by every word which proceeds from his mouth. But just like the Old Testament people of God, we ignore him and we reject him. We spend our time taking off our golden earrings and making lamb, the golden calf, make our own idols. We say, oh no, God, we got this, and off we go, ignoring him, pushing aside his word, and at our heels the whole time, the devil, pushing us further and further away from God and further into the desert. Why did Jesus go into the wilderness? To find us. He comes and he fights Satan, and he fights the animals, and he fights evil and lostness. But he doesn't do it for his own sake. He does it for us. We're the trophy. Every little league team, every basketball tournament, right? You're playing against the opponents, right? And you want to win a trophy, right? If you're the whoever it was that played this year, you want the Lombardi Trophy. You want to win the Super Bowl. You want to win the World Series. If it's a boxing match, you want to hold up the heavyweight belt, right? You're the champion. That's what you're fighting for. In the wilderness, we are the trophy. Satan and Jesus are fighting and struggling over us. Jesus is tempted in our place, fights Satan in order to take us back, that he might hold the trophy in his hands. We are the prize. We are the goal which Jesus and Satan struggle over. It's God who has made us. God who led us through the Red Sea waters of baptism. And in the wilderness, as we are lost, God brings us back. And he sends Jesus to do it. There's an interesting little detail in Mark's story, his telling of the temptation of Jesus. There are three versions of the temptation story, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And in Mark's story, the temptation and the attack of Jesus never really ends. Satan doesn't leave Jesus. The 40 days is over, yes. Jesus goes off on his wilderness, but it never says that Satan leaves him. Satan, in fact, follows. And the battle between Satan and Jesus over us doesn't end in the wilderness. It continues. As Jesus goes out, preaches the word, casts out demons, heals diseases. He battles over and over again until finally the wilderness battle and the battle between Satan and Jesus come to a culmination at Calvary, where the great wilderness clash turns into the crucifixion scene, where Satan comes with his last final surge and Jesus dies. And Satan thinks, finally, I've won. Only Jesus rises again. And the death of Jesus proves to be Satan's undoing. And his resurrection vindicates Jesus, and he rises, and sin is done away with. And the power of Satan and the power of death is vanquished. Jesus wins the battle for us. And through the work of Jesus, he claims us as his own. Jesus fights for us in order to have us, to claim us as his own. That's the message from this wilderness story. He fights for us all the way to the cross, and he wins. The question in the story of the temptation is, who do you belong to? You don't belong to yourself. You don't belong to your sins. You don't belong to this world. You don't belong to Satan. You belong to Jesus. He fought for you, and he won the battle. He conquered. And so you belong to Jesus. That's what happened in your baptism when you were baptized into Christ's death and resurrection. You were baptized into his victory. That's why he fought. That's why the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. Because you are in the wilderness. And Jesus came to get you, to claim you, so that you can say, once and for all, today, tomorrow, always, I belong to Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. That's it for today's podcast. Thanks for listening to the voice of St. Paul. God be with you.